All right. Welcome back, everybody. We've got two new people today on the pod. We had a little bit of a schedule change, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. But we've got Kyle and a good friend, Nick, here. So, Kyle, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everybody kind of what you do, who you are, and maybe your favorite popsicle flavor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I'm Kyle Doherty. I'm actually the customer service manager here at Dive Bomb. Been here almost 3 years now. Grew up in St. Louis, knew Cody through some mutual friends, and came here and been here since. So, love the company, love the way we're going, and my favorite popsicle flavor. It's got to be whatever the blue one is. I don't know. It's
berry?
Blue raspberry.
That's a fair answer.
Something like that, yeah.
Go ahead, Basler. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I'm Nick Bosler. Grew up here around St. Louis. Been running Dive Bomb for a long time. I'm an electrician, wife, three kids. Been doing stuff for Dive Bomb here and there for the last 4 years, and have developed some pretty good relationships with these guys. And we have a good time every fall and winter, and looking forward to another good year this year, and thrilled to be on the podcast.
If you are going up 79, he's also the one on the billboard. You will.
Whoa!
See.
Yep, it's a celebrity.
He is. We got a celeb in the house.
I don't know about that, yep. But
local celeb.
I did see a picture of you and Alexis in front of the billboard a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, the thing is, she makes me look good.
We all know that. That's it.
It's fair.
So that's it.
Fair.
That's the only reason we're on the billboard.
You didn't tell us your popsicle flavor of choice.
Oh, it's got to be pink.
Pink.
Yes.
What's that? Like bubble gum?
I don't think it's bubble gum.
Sure as hell can't be bubble gum.
No.
All right, we're gonna need to look into this. We'll give him pink. I'll just leave it at that.
We'll have to go back and fact check.
We've had a hell of a week. It's opening goose today of Missouri. We had the road guys in. They flew in for the hunt last night. We basically told them, no, we're not doing anything. So it's midday. People are killing geese around us, but we couldn't lock it down. So let's go into this a little bit.
Let's do it.
Nick's got a great field in town. We've hunted it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, going on the fourth. This is the fourth year.
Fourth year. And normally it's a phenomenal early season field. I mean, it seems like it's one of the first one that's always cut. Geese get in it. There's a couple big roost lakes and loaf areas right around it. So normally it's lights out. And as soon as they shelled corn, how many were in there?
Shoot, I think he cut it 10, 12 days ago. And almost immediately we had 250, 300 in it. And everything was looking really good. You know, we had, I worked with the farmer pretty closely this year. And he was kind enough to leave us some standing corn to put some hyverts in. And man, everything was dialing up perfect. And 4 or 5 days after it was cut, they were in it. And then they weren't. And that is early season for you, right?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
And what was our scouting process? We had, five trucks on the ground for
a week?
Yeah.
We had guys on roosts, on the field, on other fields, across the river. I mean, we had, the last week was like basically five trucks full time. And then,
morning and evening.
Prior was kind of checking it. Yeah, every day. I live close, so I was able to drive by and just see what was going on. But it was a tremendous scouting effort,
given what's going on, hasn't been much as of late.
Right.
Unfortunately.
No. Yeah.
No, it's been a lot of...
Which is why we don't have a pile of geese, and we're sitting here doing a podcast today. Instead of doing it in the field.
The whole point of today was this podcast, me and Bowie got it all set up in a hyvert here in the showroom to make sure that it would work. We were going to do it from the field. It was going to be badass. Normally this early goose hunt is fairly easy. We're lucky enough to drive out to the field, set everything up. It's 20 minutes from everybody's houses other than Basler's here, but we were going to have everything set up in the blind, do it live. And, anyways, we're here at noon.
The birds decided something.
That's hunting in a nutshell.